Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Wishing all our listeners a very happy radio day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Washington, D.C. for a bilateral meeting with President Donald Trump. Talking to media about Mr. Modi's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the Prime Minister will be among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the U.S. President. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders and members of the Indian community. The visit will be a valuable opportunity to engage the new administration in all areas of mutual interest. There has been a very close rapport between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump dating back to Mr. Trump's first term. Today is World Radio Day. Every year on 13 February, World Radio Day is observed to raise awareness among the people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through radio. This year, the theme of the World Radio Day is Radio and Climate Change. On the occasion, Head of Program Akashvani Kohima, Abino Lasu, has asked listeners to tune into radio program to stay updated.
Tuning to radio programs to stay updated or simply encouraging others to listen to our radio. And listeners, young listeners, you can visit our social media website to know more about our latest program.
On World Radio Day, Akashvani Kohima is also presenting a feature program on the topic Radio Voices That Connect the World at 7:30 p.m. In her message on World Radio Day, Director General of UNESCO, Audrey Azoulay, said, "This year we are paying tribute to the different ways in which radio serves as a tool for adapting to and mitigating the effects of climate disruption in the rapidly changing world." In his message on World Radio Day, Chairman of Prasar Bharati, Navneet Kumar Sehgal, said, "Through dissemination of news and information, radio has an important role in cultural and economic development of the nation." Greeting listeners, Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, said there is hardly an aspect of daily life that has been left untouched by Akashvani. Conveying her greeting on World Radio Day, Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, said, "Since nearly nine decades, Akashvani is reaching the listeners with information, education and entertainment." Agriculture Advisor, Government of Nagaland, Matang Yantan, and Woka Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar yesterday inspected the ice plant at Doyang Reservoir. The five empty ice plant at Doyang Reservoir has remained non-operational since 2012. During the visit, they identified missing water and electricity connections as the cause of its inactivity. Mr. Yantan criticized this oversight in the detailed project report and highlighted financial losses and wasted resources as a result. He said that the inactive plant has caused major losses to the community and urged the department to retrieve the plant. The advisor noted that the plant's machinery has deteriorated and urged for urgent action to restore the facility for the benefit of the district and the state. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has asserted that India not only provides business and investment opportunities to the world but also provides leadership and solutions in global affairs. Addressing a delegation of more than 100 CEOs, owners and founders of renowned companies from 16 countries in the Parliament House complex yesterday, Mr. Birla said that India has taken center stage in global leadership due to political stability and good governance with a vision of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. He emphasized the significance of India's foundational democratic principles in shaping the nation's trajectory and fostering an environment conducive to prosperity. The delegation demonstrated a keen interest in understanding India's economic progress and its rising stature on the global stage. Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah asserted that the government is taking special measures to ensure the uniform and balanced development of cooperatives across the states. Mr. Shah was addressing the first meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation in New Delhi. He said the government is taking steps to address regional disparity in the development of cooperatives in the country. He said the work to develop the National Cooperative Database is almost complete. Mr. Shah added that the information about cooperative societies across the country, categorized by region, is now available at one click. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.